It's our small business or entrepreneurial segment today, and indeed, as we're learning, the small business hustle requires serious commitment to succeed. This week, we speak to one of the founders of the Poiki Guy. The company sells traditional South African piping hot food and mobilizes its offering to different parts of Johannesburg and Pretoria at different markets. Well, to find out more about the food hustle, I'm joined in studio by Ulrich Lakay. He's the founder of Poiki Guy. Thanks very much for joining us, Ulrich. So you sell what you describe as traditional South African dishes. What are some of those dishes, and what's the rough price range for the meals that you have to offer?
Okay, so we have differing ranges from oxtail to even mince poiki. So we'll do like a curry mince. So and that coincides with its price range, from the lower price end, which would be like 25 rand for the mince poiki, versus oxtail would be 80 rand per plate.
Okay.
And then in between we have our beefs. We've got lamb shank. We do mohodu. We do tripe. Mm-hmm. We also do seafood. Seafood is actually a little bit higher, but we usually do that at for special requests.
Mm.
So that's our spectrum.
Mm. And my mouth is watering already. So one of your major selling points I see is that you're offering wholesome meals on a takeaway basis that would otherwise take a long time to prepare.
Yes.
How long does it take to prepare some of these meals, and where do you prepare it?
So generally it depends on the type of meat that we cook, but like one of our popular dishes, our oxtail, it takes about 4.5 to 5 hours, so it takes a bit of time to prepare. Same with the tripe. The tripe, actually the time it takes to clean, as well as then the cooking of it, to really get it nice and soft. So that takes also about 5 hours, versus the shorter periods, the meats that take a bit shorter, such as like the mince.
Yes.
Chicken, and then it goes to a bit longer. So I would say on average our dishes take about 2 hours, versus the special ones I mentioned.
Yeah.
Now. So like, I mean, when we do our beef, our Italian beef, that takes about 2.5 hours.
So because you are a mobile type of business, where do you prepare the food? Do you prepare it at a base, or you prepare it on the road? Or
so we actually have a food truck, and that food truck we customized in such a way that we can actually do all our cooking in there.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
So where was the business idea conceived? How did you start before proceeding to locate yourself at various markets in and around Johannesburg and Pretoria? And how did you initially fund your business?
So the idea actually came from, I enjoy cooking, first of all. But I come from Paarl in the Western Cape, and pretty much everybody has a poiki pot. So neighbors, friends would have a pot, and it would be a social event to really go and have a pot at somebody's place.
Yes.
And the idea to me came when probably about 5 years ago, I did a few functions for friends. So I did a function on a Friday night where they had a birthday party. They asked me to do a pot.
Yeah.
And then the next day, another party, they asked me to do a pot. And it was two different dishes. I think it was lamb shank the Friday, and the Saturday was seafood.
Mm.
So then, I mean, I was working in corporate at the time. And on the Monday, I just thought to myself, well, wow, you know, like, I enjoyed it, and it took some time. I mean, at the lamb shank also takes about 3.5-4 hours, so it took some time to cook, but I really enjoyed it. And then I started to look around, well, are there people that do that, companies that do that? And I saw that nobody does.
Mm.
And that's when the idea struck. But then it also now came to, okay, how am I going to operationalize this?
Yes.
And that's now where I took about 1.5 to 2 years to really work on the recipes.
So how did you do it? Did you straddle between staying in the corporate job whilst running the
yes.
business on the side until you...
Well, I wasn't even running it as a business back then. Back then it was... I used my friends as guinea pigs. So weekends, if they had a party or a function, I would make poiki kos.
Mm-hmm.
and that's where I would work on my recipe. And as time went by, I actually would cook for myself as well, just to really work on the recipe.
Super.
And I'd say it was probably about 3 years where I thought, okay, now it's time to actually register the business and to formalize it. But by then I'd standardized my recipes and yeah.
Hmm, cool stuff. So have you managed to create jobs with this venture? And if so, how many?
Look, at the moment, I was only able to create one. And then we got to a plateau, and now actually we're getting to a phase of growing, and that's what's scaring me a little bit. But
why are you scared?
Because I don't want to fail. And I don't want to fail.
Yeah.
But we're getting to a point where we are going to be working in office parks on a daily basis.
Wow.
I mean, what I wanted from this business is that, and to actually buy more food trucks to be at more office parks. Mm. But it's just about now getting the message and getting the recipes across to the people that I'm going to bring in to assist to
yes.
make sure that the quality of the product is it still stays the same.
Of course.
So it's one. But I'm hoping to increase that.
That's very positive indeed. How long have you been selling at the various markets, and what are some of the marketing bits that you keep, you know, that you do to keep your customers coming for more? Do you use the internet to help you promote your business, for example? How are you doing it?
So I use I use the social media platforms. I'd say that Instagram is one of the popular platforms that works for us. I mean, Facebook as well. And then we've got a website, so people do visit that. And then when we are at the markets, we found that we have various kind of customers. We have our usuals. So when we do Brown Sense or at whichever market that we're at, we have the same people come because they enjoy the food, they know the taste, they want to have it.
Mm-hmm.
But then we for other. In other situations, we have to then entice our potential clients, and that's where we try to keep the pots. So we use these cast iron pots,
mm-hmm.
and we keep them. We actually put them in our display area so that when people see it, they're quite intrigued. Because also, it's not a popular thing to see at markets. Generally, you don't see the Boikikos pot.
Mm.
So when people do see it, they automatically become curious.
That's
and
right.
then when they come, we open the lid, and then the other marketing, which is the smell, then works for us.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I have to mention and put in a disclaimer that Ulrich has been kind enough to come and bring us a flavor of his work. And it smells divine. Can't wait to tuck in.
No.
So now, when you reflect, what are some of the challenges you faced as a small business? It could be financial, access to markets, anything. What are the challenges?
Well, I definitely, you asked me the question earlier about the funding. I funded this myself. I do have some colleagues that are wanting to get involved in it, but for now I've funded it myself. It's been difficult, the access to markets. So as I mentioned, I'm now getting to the point where we're going to be in office parks, in business parks, and it's taken about 2.5 years to really get that opportunity. And that opportunity actually came through luck.
Hmm.
Right place, right time, right person. And that's how we connected. So the struggles I'd say would be picking myself up or picking ourselves up, my partner and I,
yes.
After a bad market or if we didn't do so well, and also if we didn't get a positive feedback.
Hmm.
And we would reflect on that quite a lot, because I mean, food, other than other products, you know, you see it, you taste it immediately, and you get that feedback.
That's right.
So that's helped us to develop a thick skin to also believe in ourselves and to believe in the product.
Mm. But you're right about the whole food thing. It's an immediate thing. You
yes.
don't have to mull over whether you like it
Correct.
Or not. It's an immediate thing.
Correct. Correct.
You have the current business model of being a mobile takeaway offering that goes to different markets.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you've just mentioned that you're expanding to office parks as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a model that you're likely to keep, or you'd be looking to perhaps one day open a restaurant? But then again, if you do the restaurant thing, the difficulty is that you're fixed in one position,
mm-hmm.
And you're then depending on your customers coming to you.
Correct.
Whereas, you know, the mobility helps you to reach all your customers.
Correct. So, what makes sense to me for the next 3 years would be to increase the mobile operations. So to have more mobile trucks.
Yes.
I want to get to a point where my biggest concern is how do we keep our customers coming back? So working on our menu versus actually the foot traffic and people actually coming.
Yes.
Which then leads me to the thought of a restaurant or fixed place to actually sell food. And I'm not yet convinced that that would work, because generally, I mean, off the top of my head, we have 10 to 11 recipes or 10 to 11 menu options. And in a restaurant, I mean, I think people would start to get tired.
Yes.
Whereas with the mobile operations, we're able to go to various areas around Johannesburg and Pretoria and still cater for them and keep it fresh, if you will.
Indeed. So what's your advice to other entrepreneurs, maybe those who are up and coming or those who are already established, no matter what their area of interest, around how best to make a go of their business idea?
Well, it would be to find that thing that you are passionate about. So if you're in business, be passionate about what it is that you do and work at it to perfect it, make the best product that you can. Then from a networking point of view, it's really about utilizing networks. So whether it's professional, whether it's personal networks, but asking, just putting it out there. Mm. Sometimes you'll have misses, but then of those misses, you'll get a hit.
Mm.
And that has worked for me so far, has just been reaching out to those networks. So my advice would be to cultivate those networks as well. So if you are in the corporate environment or working environment and doing it as a hobby,
yes,
I think it would be smart then to also to start to put out feelers and reaches about the opportunities to actually have access to certain markets or certain streams.
Mm.
I guess that's also where Facebook is quite powerful now, that there are avenues where people can actually put out feelers to see whether there is a need or a want for your particular product.
That's right. Oh, Rick, what markets do you go to or operate from, and where can people find you if they're interested?
Well, they can find us at, on our website and our email address, which is info@boikigai.co.za. In terms of markets, we've brought them down a little bit for this year. I think we only did Brown Sense and one or two markets because we are working on the business parks and to get into those business parks. The best bet would be to get us on our email address, because we've been doing private functions and we can definitely cater for people's likes.
Thanks very much, Ulrich. It's been a pleasure talking to you. That was Ulrich Lekay. He's the founder of Boikigai.